This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Yes, it is. Welcome in on a Monday, and it's a brief one tonight, but certainly, as we told you, we kind of danced through the Heat and the Panthers this time of year, and the Panthers have a big one. I guess every game is a big one. They'll be playing the Toronto Maple Leafs. That'll be coming up right after our show as we depart here around 7 o'clock this evening. Full schedule of guests this evening. We're not going to waste any time. We're going to get right into it. 2 weeks ago, St. Thomas University completed the spring. And certainly this is a team that has an opportunity to be very special once again. They last year, playoff time, just had a great recruiting class and had a tremendous spring. And head coach Bill Reichel has been the author of this program since day number one. And he's kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for opening the show for us on a Monday evening. And I think you're a little bit rested now that you got your little vacation in with the family and now back to work.
No, absolutely. It doesn't stop. So quick weekend, start of the kids' spring break here and last week in Broward County. So it was nice to spend some time with them, but had a great spring and back at it. And now we're moving on to the next phase of recruiting. So that's how it goes.
Yeah, no, it's a nonstop thing. And I know that extremely well. And you get your spring out of the way. I mean, you started a little bit earlier. You ended a couple of weeks before maybe the Division Ones and some of the Twos do. Talk about that, because, I mean, I know that it's kind of now you're kind of a standalone and people get a chance, more kids get a chance to see you and don't have to split time between, you know, Miami and FAU and FIU and Florida Memorial. Is it a benefit to maybe start so early?
No, I think so. And it was maybe a week or two later for us this year, just the way the calendar shook out with signing day and Easter and spring break and everything else going on. But you got to take advantage of Florida. I got my buddies that are back north kind of sending me pictures of shoveling off the field a little bit before you can get out there for spring practice. So down here we have the luxury of the weather. And I think the biggest advantage is the kind of the guys that we have on campus here, that we can get our spring done and get it. You can phase your weightlifting and your off-season training a little bit better, where you kind of have spring ball in the middle, but it breaks it up a little bit. So now we have a good month or so left before they're done with finals and things like that. So we can get a good cycle of lifting in here kind of before they take a little break as summer starts, and then get them back here for the summertime to hit the ground running and prepare for fall camp and the regular season and all that type of stuff. So that type of thing. And then kind of the biggest goal and the biggest thing that came out of spring ball is we're fairly injury free. But if you do have some of those injuries that come up, sometimes you even have that time to hopefully heal a little bit more and not get into your summer weightlifting and things like that to make sure guys are ready and that they're.
How beneficial are spring? I mean, you know, I know sometimes coaches say, you know, if we go into spring and we have 14 kids that aren't dressed and they're not going to play, it's, you know, it's kind of just looking at the younger kids. But you mentioned that you were healthy. How was spring? Does he put you in a position now where you come back in the summer, as you mentioned, and you have a better idea who's going to go where and who's going to be behind who?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if there's a true depth chart that you're kind of moving. I think the one big benefit of the spring is you can move guys around a little bit to see, okay, we might have these DBs that are playing real well right now. Well, how do they fit in? And we get more of them on the field, or just trying to get your best 11 on the field at all times and how that fits together so you can maybe try a few different things, move some guys around a little bit, to evaluate them in different positions and with different personnel and stuff like that to kind of gauge what you're getting into when camp starts, when you're preparing to win a football game. You're not moving people around as much as you're game planning and trying to fit your best guys together. So I think that's a benefit. And then guys just growing up and getting reps. Like obviously when a freshman comes in, they have every opportunity and that to compete. But the reality is you're still getting used to college and courses and academics and having a new roommate and being away from home for the first time and all the things that go into being a college freshman. So when you're focusing on that, sometimes that takes away from how good of a football player you can really be. So as those guys get acclimated and some more than others, you see what you really have that second semester when they're settled in and understand how college works and are a little more comfortable. And then the unknown, obviously, of what you're getting in your freshman class that's coming in this for the first time this fall. So kind of evaluating that and projecting where people are going to go and seeing how the guys competed right now and seeing where you need a little more depth, obviously, with the transfer portal and everything else that we live in right now, that there's some opportunities there if you think you need to grab a guy or create a little more depth here or there or more competition or what you need to do to make your team better.
Right. You kind of stole my thunder with the transfer portal. But, you know, a lot of people may not think it affects you guys, but it does. I mean, because there's a lot of kids that may drop to one school or want to come back home, and there may not be room here or there. And you guys always have to kind of have that open mind because you never know what type of player falls to you. Do you have one of those, you know, big boards type of thing? Do you guys go over players who may land on campus, you know, maybe sometime after March and April and into May and June?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I think it sorts itself out a little bit more right now, like you spoke upon, that we start early. So those other schools, whether it be D2, other small scholarship programs, some guys that want to come back home that might not be in the right fit from a Division I standpoint, that they're just finishing up spring now. So as they gauge kind of, unless they were ready to go at the break, and we had a couple of those guys that joined us in January, unless you have a couple of people like that, they're kind of in their spring semester and need to make sure they're in good academic standing and everything else before they transfer. That kind of sorts itself out a little bit more now as they finish up spring and kind of see where they're at and what they want to do and their feelings after their spring practices. So it'll become a little bit more clear here, I think, towards the middle of April or so when most of these other places are done and see kind of what's out there and probably most importantly, what's a good fit for us, right? That we haven't built this thing on transfers or anything since we started, and we're not going to do it now, but there's obviously guys that are looking for opportunities and that might be a good fit for us that we'll look into as the next month or so progresses.
Yeah, no, well said. Coach Bill Reichel joining us, head coach at St. Thomas University. And Coach, the other thing, and I know it's huge for you because you had just an amazing signing day a couple months back, and I know we talked about that when you were on last time, but now you're in a situation where come May 1st, end of April, the high schools start their spring. And they kind of transition from the kids coming out to watch you guys practice and other colleges practice to you guys going and watching them and getting an opportunity to see some of, I know you guys are, you know, have a lot of kids on your radar, but this gives you an opportunity to maybe see a 26 or a 27, a rising junior, rising sophomore that you want to follow as well. I see you guys everywhere. I mean, during the off season, no matter it's Dade, Broward, Palm Beach, you're at the camps, you're at everywhere. How beneficial is that for you? Because I know you guys love that. You have a lot of really, really good recruiting coaches, and you will get an opportunity to probably be at more events than the average, you know, FBS or FCS school. because you don't have, you know, that many or if any limitations. Do you have like a game plan for the month, you know, between late April and into the jamborees and kickoff classics in May?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think that's another benefit of being in Florida here, that they actually have spring practices. That you go to a lot of other states and you go in and you see a kid in their street clothes in the coach's office and get a chance to meet them. And that, but we get to truly evaluate them and watch them run around and practice and do those things. So when we talk about our game plan, that April 29th is when these high schools fired up for their spring schedules. And there's really no reason to go out that much before April 29th, because you don't really get to see them in action. So getting to go out and watch their practices, watch them move around a little bit, get some guys on your radar. But as always, we got to keep watching your transfer high school portal here, because the guy you might see in the spring might not be in the same high school as the fall, or if he's a 26 or 27, you got to kind of keep track of where they're going, and you do the best job of keeping track of them for us so we can continue to hunt them down. But no, that's a big part of it, is getting to see how they move, getting to see how they get coached and respond to coaching and how they interact with their teammates and everything else. It's there's a lot of fast guys that can run around and do some real athletic things down here, but it's finding what's the best fit for that high school athlete, whether it's here or somewhere else, and as well as us finding that if it's a good fit, that they'd fit in for what we do here. So it's been great, and look forward to those couple weeks and kind of beginning of May, where we get to do some evaluations, and then we come back and take a look at all the guys that we've kind of earmarked and watch some of their junior film and see what they look like, some of their sophomore film, see what they look like, and kind of build our board out that way. And some we want to wait and see what their senior film looks like, and just kind of build that process and start our full-blown recruiting. That you got a lot of people on your radar, but you kind of do your prospecting, and then it turns into kind of funneling it down to what's the best for us and them.
Yeah. Well, you know, also, Coach, it's an advantage for you guys, because a lot of these schools from up north, they end up seeing these kids late November, early December maybe, and then they don't see them perform until May. And you know as well as I do that 5 to 6 months, a kid who was 5'8 and 160 could be 5'10, 190. And, you know, that growth spurt, that, and they become an entirely different recruit. Talk about that, because a lot of people don't realize that if you don't see a kid for 5-6 months, especially a 16, 17, 18-year-old kid, that's where the majority of their growth comes from. And they become much different prospects.
No, absolutely. It's the same thing in college. There's a big difference between being 17, 18 years old and 21, 22 by the time you graduate. So those guys that haven't really developed yet, that you get to see them moving around, and you see a flash here, a flash there. And I mean, the other advantage we have is we get, as long as we're not traveling somewhere far, we try to get out to as many high school games as we can on sure. Friday nights, and even on a Saturday if we're off, have a bye week or something. So you get to see them in action during the season. So that continued evaluation is huge. And that's all these kids kind of, I understand the nature of social media anymore, where everybody's putting out their offers and they want to get offered and they're looking for that D1 opportunity and all those other things. But you just have to trust your process, especially if you're a high school student athlete, of just keep working your tail off and do what you can do, and the stuff will come that needs to come. So there's that growth and that maturity and everything else that goes into it. But there's plenty of guys that are going into their, I guess, senior spring right now that are going to be totally different players come September, October, and they're going to be even totally more different once they get through their season and they continue to do some things off the field as they finish up their senior year. So we're lucky to be down here and can kind of watch that progression and kind of feel it out with them and see how it all ends up for them once we get to that signing period in the beginning of February there.
Good stuff. Coach, I can't thank you enough. We'll hook back up maybe after the high school spring, see what you guys saw, talk about. And the great thing, too, is you get these little jamborees where you get 6 to 8 schools at one place, and you get to stay there all day and watch them play pretty much a full game against different competition, which I love because I think it's the greatest thing in the world. If you're a college coach, you don't have to go anywhere. You could, hang out there, talk to a lot of people. See a lot of the kids, and that's my favorite part, the summertime. When after spring I get to go to all these camps at all these clubs and see a lot of kids from outside the area, and that's one of the great parts of what I do, and I know you guys enjoy it as well. Coach, I can't thank you again enough. Thanks so much for making time for us, and we'll see you soon.
No, thank you, Larry. Appreciate it, and look forward to talking to you here later on.
Good stuff. Coach Bill Reichel, the head coach at St. Thomas University, does a tremendous job. They're not that far into this thing, and they're already regarded as one of the best NAIA programs in the country. Remember, they played head up with Kaiser, who won the national title last year. So, and they're in the same division. And they play them, well, they're good. They play them twice, like last year. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, they treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. On a short Monday, we go up until 7 o'clock. It's Panther hockey time. And we will also give you an opportunity to meet one of the newest coaches in South Florida, head coach Terrence McFadden from Blanche Ely. He's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.